are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The Bible teaches us to fear God as a form of deep respect and reverence, acknowledging His power, justice, and holiness. At the same time, we are called to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind and strength, experiencing His grace, mercy, and compassion. Today, we are tackling a profound topic, balancing the fear of God with love of God. Amen. Today it's a balancing act, and we are joined on the line by my good doctor, my pastor, Pastor Denise Matekanya here, who's going to be helping us understand this one. Mpondezi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Is it Zanele?
It's Zanele.
Yes, how are you, Zanele?
I am good, Mpondezi Swami. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
My pleasure.
Indeed. Before we start, Mpundis, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us again today as we reflect on our relationship with you, to love you, to fear you. Lord, we pray that you open our hearts and our minds that we can comprehend this profound discussion to the glory of your name and to our salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, yesterday we started it off nicely when we look at the fear of God and as well as punishment, right? But today I want us to look at, as we go into love as well, the afraidness, being afraid of God. Is there a difference between fearing God as well as being afraid of God?
Yeah, thank you, Zanele, for having me again today as we reflect on the fear of God and being afraid of God. Mm-hmm. I must quickly mention that as God's children, we are advised to fear God, but not to be afraid of Him. I don't know if I'm qualified enough to explain this concept,
mm-hmm.
and to adequately expound on their differences.
Mm.
But suffice to say for now that the Bible clearly says, Revelation 14 verse 7, fear God and give Him glory, for the hour of His judgment has come. And Proverbs 9 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. And Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongs days.
Mm.
Okay? So there is no question about whether we should fear Him or not.
Mm.
We are given that we should fear God for who He is. Now, being afraid is not necessarily fearing God. For example, when we are afraid, being afraid is the negative feeling that comes from mistrust and the lack of faith. Being afraid is like you are facing an uncertain situation with an unpredictable outcome, and you cannot trust the circumstances around you to bring about a favorable outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when you are afraid, you are literally helpless. You don't know what will happen. For example, a lunatic walks into your house with a gun.
Mm.
You may fear guns.
True.
Because you don't like guns. You have phobia for guns.
Yeah.
You are afraid that this lunatic may just use this gun against me.
Mm.
You don't trust his judgment. You don't trust his goodwill for you.
Mm.
And you apparently cannot do anything about it because you are helpless.
Yeah.
That's where being afraid comes in. But when we trust God, we know that He intends for our good and our benefit.
Mm.
We will not be afraid of Him it's not like we don't know what he will do with us.
Mm.
But we will fear him for who he is and what he's able to do.
Mm.
So if I can just put it simply, being afraid is being fearful of God or fearing God is a demonstration of understanding of who God is and what he's able.
Okay, all right. So, Mpundisi, you know, you've highlighted some verses there that are speaking about fear of the Lord. So now, how does the love of God now manifest in our lives?
Ah, very interesting question. For a child of God, we are not left to guess how to express our love to God.
Mm.
We have been given guidance. For example, John 14, verse 15.
Mm.
The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And chapter 15 of the book of John, verse 14, the Bible says, you are my friends if you obey what I command you.
Mm.
This means then that for a child of God who will manifest that love by being obedient to the commandments of God.
Yeah.
When we keep God's commandments, that's how we demonstrate our love for him. We do not keep the commandments because we are afraid. We keep the commandments because we love God.
Mm.
That's how the Bible says we should manifest our, and more than that, if we keep the Sabbath, for example, we are, apart from keeping the commandment of God, but we are also demonstrating that we want to spend time with him. So if you ask, how do we manifest our love for God? We manifest our love for God by keeping the Sabbath, spending time with him. We also manifest our love for God by talking with God in prayer. So when we pray, when we spend our time in prayer, we are manifesting our love to God. So I've just given you three things. Number one, we keep the commandments of God. Number two, we observe the Sabbath, which is the time we spend for him. Number three, we spend time on our knees. That's the time we talk to the one we love, our God.
So, Mpundisi, how can now individuals now reconcile the fear of God with the love of God in their faith journey?
Wow. To reconcile the fear of God and the love of God in our journey of faith. Once again, I will admit that I don't believe I'm qualified to dictate or to unearth this because it's so profound, it's so personal, it's so deep. But I will attempt by saying that Proverbs 9, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Mark 12, verse 30, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So the question you are asking me is, how can we embrace the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom?
Yes.
Proverbs 9, verse 10, and love the Lord your God with all your heart. Mark 12, verse 30. The answer is, to me, rudimentary, basic.
Okay.
When we know who God is, it will be possible to fear him for who he is and to love him as our Heavenly Father. So you know we have a Father who loves and takes care of us. And our natural response to him is to love him. But we also know that we have got a powerful Creator God who sustains the whole world with his power. we fear him because he has said, fear the Lord, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm.
Therefore, for a Christian, the way to reconcile the fear of God and the love of God is to know who God is, and then we will relate with him accordingly.
Mm. So when we're reading scripture, Mpundiswami, what role now does the scripture play in helping us understand the relationship between fearing God and loving God? When we're studying scripture, can we now better understand the two? Can we better now, you know, have clearance on what and where to do?
Yes, I think I've demonstrated from the passages we have read
mm-hmm.
that our basis for having a correct understanding of God emanates from our correct understanding and interpretation of Scripture.
Mm.
When we understand Scripture,
mm.
it will give us a better understanding of how to fear him and not be afraid of him, and how to love him and not belittle him mm. like our kid brother.
Okay.
So this that balance will come when we are familiar with God's word and what God wants us to do and to be.
So, Mpundiswami, as we're nearing the end there, can you share, you know, your own personal experience or testimonies that you have heard, you know, as you are in your life, as you are living here and interacting with people, of where people had struggled or found peace, you know, in balancing the fear and the love of God?
Yeah, as a pastor, I've seen people who have walked the journey of fear
mm.
and even if coming from being afraid of God because they are not sure of his intentions for him.
Mm.
And then there are those that have walked through the fear of God to even loving him
mm.
for who God is to them.
Mm.
I have personally walked through that journey. For example, my fear of God comes from the realization. Just hold on.
You can let us know your comments on plus 27.
Hello.
Yes, Mfundisi, welcome back.
Yes, I'm saying that the Bible creates this awesome God that we have and deal with. Now, when you see, you imagine this condensation of God,
mm.
his incarnation, you realize that this God is fearful. And then when we struggle as human beings with our earthly fathers for who they are because of our frame of mind, we also struggle to love our Heavenly Father because we have a frame of mind that is not so pleasant.
Mm.
Now, as an African, I also struggle with the traditional thinking or belief of Spiritism.
Mm.
And the Bible tells us in John chapter 4, verse 24-26, that God is Spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in truth
and in spirit.
And spirit.
Mm.
Now, in Africa, spirits are not to be played with. They are fearful elements. Okay? So, this to me, when you tell me that God is spirit, and already I remember back home when my grandfather or my grandmother used to tell me, at night, don't go out because you are going to meet spirits. And yet you tell me that when I'm walking alone at night, I must not be afraid because God is with me. God is a spirit. Oh my goodness. You throw me off balance. You throw me off balance right there. Because I'm saying to myself, how do I reconcile that God is a spirit when the spirits that my grandmother told me I'm supposed to run away?
Hey, and I would
sprinkle things around the house to chase away the spirits. And you tell me, I'm not alone. God is with me because he is the spirit.
Hey.
That's tough. Mm. That's tough for me to understand.
Mm.
Now, you tell me, I love God as our heavenly father. And do you know who my father is here on earth? Who, when you talk of father, do you understand what goes on in my head?
Hey.
Do you know what my father did to my mother?
Mm.
Do you know? And you are telling me, I've got a father in heaven. No. Mm. This creates a struggle between fearing God and loving God.
Yes.
But finally, the more we learn about this loving God, the loving Heavenly Father, the more we reconcile with him, the more we understand that our Heavenly Father is much unlike our earthly fathers.
Mm.
And that we can trust him much more than we can trust our earthly fathers. And that our Heavenly Father, being the Spirit, he is present with us everywhere. And we need not fear him like we fear the Sangomas or the Tokoloses or the spirits that haunt our lives.
Mm. Mm. In Zulu, we say, Waibega Mfundisi, you have put it Mfundisi there, you know. So thank you so much, Mfundisi, for coming through. I think one day, you know, we must explore the issue of spirits, me and you. We will talk, must explore the issue of spirits, because they are there. They are there. You know, it's something that you should not, you know, shy away from speaking. So we'll make a date for us to discuss that one, Mfundisi.
Absolutely.
Indeed. For today, Mfu, I'm going to ask that, can you please close with a word of prayer?
Okay, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are love and that you take care of us, and we don't need to be afraid of you, but for how great you are, we need to fear you, Lord. Heavenly Father, put this fear in us, because when we fear you, we'll shun away from evil. Help us, Heavenly Father, whatsoever we do, we'll bring honor and glory to your name. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, Mfundiswami, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.